And then I thought, well, there's a simpler form of letter also. There's the newsletter. The newsletter, a letter that just contains information, the latest information, or news as we call it. And very often these are letters written by people to their friends, especially to groups of friends, just to let them know how they're getting on, what is happening, and so on. And especially during the Victorian period, very often if someone was travelling abroad, and of course there weren't the present means of communication, they wrote a long letter, what they were doing, sent it home, and it was passed from hand to hand, and every member of that big extended family used to read it. It was like a newsletter. And of course, in other ways, nowadays we have newsletters put out by different groups, different organisations, different individuals. We get them on the radio, newsletters. I remember in particular Alistair Cook's famous Letter from America, which he wrote, I think, for nearly half a century. I can remember hearing the first of them during the war, and the last of them, you know, wasn't so very many years ago. So we've got the newsletter. That's another kind of letter. It's still a letter, written from one person to another, or from a group of people to another group of people, and so on. But then I thought we've got the didactic letter, a letter of instruction. And this can be philosophical, it can be religious, or it can be devoted to almost any subject. And as I was thinking about that, I remembered a set of didactic letters which impressed me very much when I read them some years ago, and some of you also may have read those letters. It's Letters on Aesthetics by Friedrich Schiller, the great German poet and dramatist. I forget how many of these letters there are, I think maybe about 40. He starts off very simply. He's writing to, I think it's the King of Denmark, whom he knew. And he starts off with a very short, simple letter on the subject of aesthetics. But as the correspondence continues, he gets deeper and deeper and deeper into the subject, until in the end we're getting quite long letters and quite profound letters, Schiller being in some ways a disciple of Kant. So Schiller's letters on aesthetics made quite a strong impression on me some years ago. So yes, that's the more philosophical sort of didactic letter. But there's also the religious didactic letter. And of course there are quite a few of these in the history of the world. And it struck me that there's a set of letters that has exerted a tremendous influence on Christian thought and Christianity in particular. The letters of St. Paul. Of course, they're not usually called letters, they're called epistles, which sounds a bit grander, but some modern translations simply call them letters, and that's really what they are. They're letters. Paul, after his dramatic conversion, his road to Damascus experience, travelled around Asia Minor and eventually went to Rome and founded little groups of believers, of followers of the risen Jesus, and he'd write letters to them from time to time, admonishing them and instructing them and telling them what to believe and what not to believe, and so on. So we have these letters, and they've been extremely, extremely influential in the course of Christianity. Quite a few people believe that it was really St. Paul who was the founder of Christianity through his letters, not Jesus. Christianity is based much less, theologically speaking, on Jesus' sayings, much less on those than on the epistles, these very densely theological, argumentative epistles of St. Paul. And some people think that that's rather a pity, that we'd have been much better off in the West if the emphasis had been on the sayings of Jesus, not on the epistles of St. Paul.